Our psalm for this morning is Psalm 84, and I'm looking at verses 1 and 2 this morning. From the New Living Testament, it says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies! I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God." And from the Message, "What a beautiful home, God of the angel armies. I've always longed to live in a place like this, always dreamed of a room in your house where I could sing for joy to God alive." I love that. That just kind of made it homey and sent it home. But we'll look at it in the King James, because what do we study out of? King James Version, right? "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." I didn't yellow amiable, but I'm going to say what it means. It means beloved or loved. Not just a casual little thing, but the word in Hebrew has a deeper meaning. How amiable, how well beloved are thy tabernacles. I thought of that this morning as we were preparing for service, and honest to goodness, everything that could go wrong went wrong. Couldn't find the songs. They weren't songs that we sing all the time. They weren't where they were supposed to be. We went to the printer to print out new ones, and that had about 4 glitches, and finally the printer says, "I'm not printing this morning." Have you ever had that happen? Hey, it's not going to be like that in heaven.
Amen.
There are no transparencies in heaven. Hallelujah. There is no PowerPoint in heaven. Glory to God. We will know the words to the songs.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Then it goes on. It says, these tabernacles are so well beloved, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth. And that has such a deep meaning. It means most intensely longing for, wanting beyond anything else, eyes fixed on you and on your house, Lord, and not on things of the earth, not on things that distract us all the time. I long, my heart longs for you. Even fainteth, that means exhausted with desire. I long so much, I want so much, that I'm absolutely exhausted with desire for longing after you and to be in your courts, in your tabernacles, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out. That literally means sings for joy. All this exhaustion, but the bottom line is, I'm singing for joy, for the kingdom of God, for you, God, and all that you mean, your very character and all that you are. Can we worship this morning with our whole body, soul, and spirit? Let's do so, and let's say this verse from the King James together. Okay. How amiable are thy tabernacles?
How amiable are thy tabernacles,
O Lord of hosts.
O Lord of hosts.
My soul longeth.
My soul longeth.
Yea, even fainteth.
Yea, even fainteth.
For the courts of the Lord.
For the courts of the Lord.
My heart and my flesh.
My heart and my flesh.
Cry out for the living God.
Cry out for the living God.
They sing for joy.
They sing for joy.
To the God of my salvation.
To the God of my salvation.
I added that last part.